Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. And I got to tell you, this is radio, so there are no fancy clothes in here. Sorry to disappoint, like the song says, but I would be in my PJs if I didn't have a guest today.
Oh, my.
So, hey, I am your host for the next hour, right at home with Rich. And you know, I am talk about all the time Mosby Building Arts and being a senior home consultant with Mosby Building Arts and, you know, always trying to be, you know, a great advisor, trying to solve issues and remodeling, you know, project problems and things like that, getting people into great projects in remodeling, maintenance. We can talk about, you know, any of that. Hard water is going to be one of the big things for us today. So the question for everybody today is, do you know hard water can be damaging your home? So what can you do? Well, you can call us and you can talk to us about your hard water, water softeners, or any type of home improvement questions today. Everything, all that you need to know about water softeners, hard water, reverse osmosis, we've got it all. Doesn't matter. Right here today, we can help you, but only for the next hour. So react quickly. The number you need, 314-241-9797. And always remember, every week, halfway through the show, I will have my ride-at-home hack. So again, you know, to get things started, for you guys, the listeners, the question here, do you know how hard water could be damaging your home? Call in if you think you know the answer or if you have any other questions about home remodeling, home maintenance, water softeners, hard water. We're going to have it all today. Here to help me answer all these hard water questions is my guest from Aqua Systems, Mr. Brett Lyne. So I'm going to let the expert here, Brett, today field your questions on the hard water and any water softeners, things like that, and I can field any of the other maintenance or remodeling questions for you. One more time, the phone number, write this down. We'll go real slow for you, 314-241-9797. Although I can't wait to get this started, so I'm going to just jump right into this. Brett, thanks for coming on, and how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate the opportunity to be here again with you this morning.
Hey, absolutely. It's always a good topic, and we've had such good conversations on the past couple times you've been around, and we've always gotten, you know, quite a few calls and things like that on everything. So seems to be something a lot of people are really, really interested in. So to get started, maybe you want to tell people about Aqua Systems, kind of the systems and things you do, and how can they get a hold of you guys?
That'd be great. I appreciate that. The company Aqua Systems, and sometimes I think I need to talk a little bit about the company, okay? I mean, Mosby, yeah. We work with you guys. We partner with you and support your efforts with your guys' professional remodeling and building and such, and you guys do everything very professionally and in a good way. And Aqua Systems is really in line with that same philosophy, and I think that's why we work well together. Aqua Systems has actually been around since 1959 and has expanded over the years. And as you stated, with people calling in, water is a bigger and bigger issue. People are getting more educated about it. There's more information about it. People are buying water. I think we even talked about that last time I was in about years ago. You know, me thinking about going in and buying a bottle of water, I would have laughed at you because who spends money on water at a store?
Yeah.
But nowadays you look at it and there's, you know, millions and billions of dollars of water sales, and there's a lot of plastic getting thrown in the trash cans. There's just opportunities with equipment and technology. Aqua Systems stays involved with that because that is our business. And as you mentioned, we talk about hard water because it does affect everybody. It only takes a little bit of hardness that's in the water to start causing problems and issues. And even this time of year, with winter, the drier weather, and other things, people are taking hot showers. Hard water is something that causes issues. Dry skin issues can make it worse as far as dry skin. Because of hard water and soap residue on your skin that's left, it dries your skin out, makes it even worse. It doesn't cause all problems, but it does affect that, and that a water softener can help tremendously. And I've said it many times, I'll go in and talk to a couple about water, and there's a particular spouse that's excited about it and the other one's a little skeptical about it. They move forward and they have a piece of equipment we install in their home, a water softener and some treatment equipment. And I go back later and talk to the couple, and the one that was skeptical is now excited about it because they never realized the difference that soft water makes or purified water and drinking water. I challenge folks often, particularly on drinking water. You know, we'll come in, we'll put a cooler and a 5-gallon bottle of water. We do that as well in your house. And I challenge a person just to drink that water, that only that water for 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, switch back. And if you can switch back and start drinking your tap water without a problem, then that's awesome. But 99% of the time, they start drinking it, and then they're tasting the water. And it's just a difference, and it makes a difference. So all this type of equipment, the reverse osmosis systems that purify water for drinking are available, and we have those available for customers. So it's a big opportunity.
Well, yeah, you know, I could see the difference in you know, the people thinking, well, it's not a big deal for me or that, or, you know, I've always heard, you know, like my wife and my daughter have very long blonde hair. It seems like, you know, women out there are like, oh, yeah, I could tell I have hard water. I'm, you know, it drives my hair crazy. Da, da, da. And I'm like, well, I'm sporting a number 5 over here, so I'm not really having a big issue, with my hair. I don't really notice that from one place to another or a hotel or my house or, you know, that sort of thing. So I could see people being like, oh, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all until you really have it and start to notice the difference in your laundry and, you know, everything else that it can affect also.
And you say that, and I always use that also, because when we are talking to a couple, and if the wife or the spouse that's there has long hair, it's guaranteed you're going to be the one that's going to notice it.
Absolutely.
The difference immediately as far as getting all the residue of the soap out of your hair with a water softener, and your hair feels different. It's a tremendous difference.
Yep, absolutely. So let's take our first break here, and we'll hopefully maybe we can drum up a few calls here. If you have any questions about the water for Brett, if you have any remodeling, maintenance things around your house, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. All right, here we go. Back at it. We are Three more segments left. We are live right now. We can take your calls, 314-241-9797. Give us a shout. You have any type of questions about your house, remodeling, maintenance items, things you're seeing, something happening with the cold. There's a lot of different things going on with the rain. There's going to be snow coming. We can cover all those topics for you. And also anything on water softeners, filtered water, anything you need to know about water, hard water, how to make it better, all that stuff. We have Brett Line with Aqua Systems here with me today, so we can field all of that stuff for you and get things figured out for you. Always seems to be a really good topic for us. So give us a call again, 314-241-9797. So Brett, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what hard water does, you know, when we talk about, you know, damage, because it's slow working things. It's not like it's just going to all of a sudden happen or break your faucet off the, you know, the sink or anything. But right. As far as your appliances, your faucets and your stuff. So what does hard water do to those that can really, you know, shrink the life expectancy?
Well, I think as you're talking, if you get used to and you've always had the same water source and you're just used to having to purchase Lime Away and certain cleaners and you're used to having to scrub your shower stalls or you're used to the white calcium buildup on your shower head or your faucets, dishes coming out of your dishwasher, the glasses, you have to wipe them down. Because you have company coming and you don't want the water spots, soap residue stains on your glasses, so you're wiping those off. Or you're buying these plastic glasses and or cups and putting them in the dishwasher. They're clear when you purchase them, and after a matter of a few weeks, all of a sudden those clear plastic glasses all of a sudden look like somebody sandblasted them, and they're no longer clear. They're just kind of scratched up, and all that is, although you may be used to it, and you're just used to living that way, you don't have to. A water softener can take care of those issues. And I know there's a lot of folks I talk to that had softeners. They maybe grew up with a softener, and they remember their dad or somebody always carrying a bag of salt down every week or every 2 weeks or whatever to put bags in the water softener. And the thought is, oh, this is just so horrible. But the technology has changed so much. We have a high efficiency water softener that uses 25% less salt than our standard softener and 65% less water during the regeneration process. So technology has changed over the years.
Oh, yeah.
When you introduce this equipment into the home, the things that you have just gotten used to doing, all of a sudden you realize you don't have to do those anymore. You don't have to buy as much soap. You don't have to do the scrubbing. You don't have to have the residue on your showers as far as that goes. So we battle a lot sometimes because people think, well, my water's not that hard and I don't really need it because a plumber or somebody has said something to them. And so they just go by that. When in fact, just putting the softener in, any hardness in the water, whether it's really high or moderate, regardless, will have the same problems. It's just the harder the water, it just expedites the process quicker. And particularly with water heaters, you asked that question, with a water heater, particularly the heat in the hot water will cause that calcium to start building up on the pipes. In particular, matter of fact, I sent a picture over to Noel at your office to put on the website, and it was a picture of some pipes that we cut out of a hotel out of South St. Louis. It was a 2-inch pipe, but there was about 1-inch opening on the inside because the calcium had built up coming out of the water heater, had just built up in the pipe. So the restriction of the flow rate was tremendous. I mean, and you can really see what it does as far as the hardness. And just putting that equipment in, you'll save the lifespan on your water heater with the calcium buildup not building up in it. Your dishwasher, I've had folks that have had a dishwasher for a year or two and have to take it out. It was brand new, but it was all built up with calcium on the inside, and they were having to clean it and do all kinds of stuff to keep up with it. It ruined it, so they took it out and had to buy a new one, and then they call us and say, okay, this is it. We need to get a water softener in the house to take care of this. So
sure.
the cost in the long run will catch up with you through having to fix other equipment. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, with our water softeners, we do offer, if you call our office at 314-832-5500, we offer options for the customers to purchase, to lease a softener, or even to lease to own a softener. So we'll work with people to get what they need in their house right away.
So. Yeah. And I want to talk more in a little bit about that service and how you guys can service it and everything too, and the water delivery and all that stuff. But we've got Tom on the line has a question about his floor drain. So I'm going to jump over here to Tom. Tom, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling in. What do you got going on?
So basically, my wife was, we got a 2-year-old and she was giving him a bath. And I was in the basement. We got a house that was built in 1964, small little house, 1,000 square foot. And I was down there doing laundry. And whenever she dumped the, drained the tub, that main drain, it started bubbling up, really black stuff, really nasty. And whenever it settled, it's really like black gunk.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just kind of curious if that's something to be concerned about, because it certainly seems like it's something to be concerned about. You know what I'm saying? And I had my pipes cleaned about a year ago.
Okay, and that's the floor drain in the basement you're talking about?
Yes, main floor drain. My washer actually drains into a separate pipe, but it all obviously goes in the same thing.
Yeah. It all works down to the same drain.
Basically, I was able to take a scoop out of the drain, lift up the little metal crate, take a scoop out of it, and it's just black, smelly gunk. Is that something that I should have my pipes cleaned, or, I don't know, before something starts to really happen?
Yeah, you definitely need to have your pipes cleaned, and it would be worth finding a company that can do two other things too, because there's clearing the drain where they do it with that auger and they run through and they're digging through the roots and they kind of clear that pipe out.
And they've done that.
But there's also something that gets in those drain lines that they kind of call it like a sludge or like a black sludge that auger, it's almost like a goo. It's that auger really will go past it and back through it and not really remove that, because it's trying to remove like hard things, and this is more like a softer thing. So some of the people that do the sewer drain clearing, one can camera scope, where they actually send a camera down and they can see inside those drain lines. And they can physically see a picture of what's going on inside there. And if you have that sludge, what they have is a clearing system that's actually like a water jet. It's not the metal spinning auger. It's actually like high-pressured water jet that will push that sludge down the drain, further down, and get it down to the main, sewer drain by the street for the whole area and everything, and actually clear that out. So my guess is you probably have a low spot that's keeping this sludge in there, and when your washer goes and the tub drains, it's just real slow to drain, so a little bit of it's kind of backing up to that floor drain, and you may end up, that's where the camera scoping would be good, because you may end up with, once they get that sludge out of there, camera scoping and everything, and saying, you got a low spot that keeps holding water that you need to break up some of the floor and actually fix that pipe. So Brett, you have something to go along with that?
I was just going to say, you said you're on a well, correct?
Negative. No, okay. I never said I was on a well. my house is built in 65. Okay. And just kind of a, my brother basically has the same house, lives about a mile away, built in 65, and his has no problems like this at all, but he does sit a little bit higher on the hill. I don't know if it has anything to do with it, you know what I mean? But just a little insight, and I don't know.
Yeah, and it probably really doesn't underneath the basement floor. They're all going to be pitched kind of the same slope. Until you get outside, it could, you know, slope a little more going down to the street or whatever if you're a little higher up. But underneath that basement floor, they're all going to be pretty equal. Same type of pipe. It's going to be, you know, either a clay or a cast iron pipe, you know, underneath that floor. You've probably got some low spots holding some stuff, and you'll end up having to possibly repair some of that. Or it could be just have them do that spray to get that sludge out of there like once a year, and then it'll work fine for like a year, and you just keep continually. It's like a maintenance item. Keep having them come back.
Kind of funny you say that. My main cast iron pipe that we were thinking about moving here for the next year or two, that main cast iron pipe, it's got some, like, looks like some rust, like coming through and seeping down. Is that a mandatory fix if you want to move? That's what I've been told by some buddies of mine.
Yep. They will say you need to replace those stacks with PVC, because basically that's eating itself from the inside out. And correct. So the pipe's getting thinner, and the pipe's really, really, you know, old and needs to be replaced. So they will make you do that. So Tom, I appreciate the call. We have a hard break we're up against here in about 15 seconds. So, and I want to let John know too, that, if you could hold the line through the break, John, we'll grab you when we get back. All right. We are back. And as promised, we're going to try and run through some of this. I got my hat coming up, but I want to get to the phones to John here for hanging on through the break. And we got a lot of information here with water and aqua systems and everything we still need to get to. And I got some HGTV stuff that I'd kind of seen some article on. I'd love to touch on that too. So for now, let's jump right to the phones to John. Hey, John, thanks for hanging through the break. What do you got going on?
Just a general question for your guest. I'm setting up for a rural setup, that is on a well sometime, you know, pretty soon here. And I'm hearing about the water softening and all that, and I assume that I'm going to need to sample my water quality to determine what I need system-wise, you know, once a well gets dug. But then I'm hearing about the regen cycle, wondering, where's all that water for the regen cycle going to go when I'm on septic? Do you have to discharge it to the septic, and is there any negative effect to a septic system and all that, or can you discharge it to a holding tank or something else, or how's that go?
Well, I appreciate that question. That's been an ongoing conversation with folks on the well systems and septic systems over a long period of time. My experience, as our company's experience, has been over the years that there's no issues that we've experienced with folks that expend their water softener wastewater out into that area to your septic system, as long as you continue to follow your bacteria entry that you put in on a regular basis and so forth, your system. The question you'll run into on a new build, though, is on your septic system, you need to talk to the company, the vendor itself, because oftentimes they'll have a clause in their warranty that if you have a water softener that's dispensing out into that system, it will void your warranty. So you'll want to talk to them concerning
Void which warranty, sir?
The septic system that they put in, they require that you do not put water softener expense into the septic system itself. So I would ask that question with them. And if that's the case, there's been many times where we've had folks that when you're doing a new build out in a rural area and you're in the process of construction, putting a drain that the system can put into and run out into the side, out into just a drain.
So just kind of like a downspout drain. Yeah. You can just drain to daylight.
Yeah, you don't want to go out in your grass. It's not like it's a toxic chemical. It's just brine water and residue and such. It's calcium, magnesium, and a little bit of salt in it. But that concentration in your grass will kill your grass because it's just
So about how many gallons, what's the range of the gallons of discharge of that brine on a regen cycle?
On a water softener, a standard softener, it's going to be anywhere from 75 to 85 gallons of water, depending on the system. On our high-efficiency water softener, you're talking 21 gallons of water altogether. So there's a significant difference on the volume of water during the regeneration process.
And then are you talking about a system that's going to run, you know, a bunch of thousands of dollars, or are these still kind of affordable, or how's that work?
Yes, they're very affordable. The question I would have, as I have with many folks, is you've already mentioned getting your water tested in a new home build. You're going to have when it's the well is dug, the well, whoever digs that, is going to have to run the test to make sure on the bacteria side there's no coliform or E. coli. And once that's cleared, then you're ready to use it. But if you're having any iron issues, that's something that needs to be talked about. If you have sulfur issues with rotten egg smell in your water, I've had folks have had that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that.
All those things are things that can be dealt with. Bacteria can be dealt with, all those issues. And I would just encourage you to, once you get it done and the well has been certified, that it's good as far as no harmful bacteria.
Well, is it going to be the usual run of things that they're going to test for iron and sulfur and everything else, or do you have to ask for that special?
You can ask for that if you'd like, but you're going to pay for that. You can, whoever
better
does,
not
whoever,
knowing.
I'm sorry?
Sorry. I'd say it better not knowing.
Yeah, if you're going to have the well when it's drilled, the company that's providing that service may offer that as a free service to test it. We can come out and test it. There's no charge. When we come out, we'll talk to you as far as a system for what you need in your home. And determine if you need a softener, what your iron level is, and what's in there, and those kind of things. So those are all issues that we can take care of. As far as cost, it's just going to depend on the final equipment that you need. If it's a softener and a carbon system or a UV light system or a system to take iron out, all those things just have to be determined ahead of time before I can give you a number that makes sense.
Okay, that sounds great, but I appreciate you being so responsive.
And if you give me a call, you can give us a call at 314-832-5500. I can come out when you're ready, and I'll take a look at it. We can test for those things, and I can give you some options as far as take care of the problems that you're having.
Sounds great, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate the service of this show. It's a good idea.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Yes, yes sir.
Have a good day. Happy Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, John. Thanks for calling in. Great question there. Definitely, because wells have a lot of different things. So it sounded to me like if the well people only test for the bacteria and the E. coli and all that, that you guys can test for the rest of the stuff he was talking about, the iron and all of that.
Well, the certification for the well, for them to be able to live in their home, they're going to have it checked to make sure there's no surface water contamination, which is where your coliform and your E. coli is introduced into your water normally. If it is there, they'll normally shock the well, and then they'll test the water again. And if it's clear, then they're cleared and you're ready to use it. Past that, Over the years, I've sat down and I've talked to folks who are going to build a home and they have a well, and we can talk for half an hour about what you might need. Well, if you got this, and if you have this, then this, and but until you actually get the test and you open it up and I come out, we can save a whole lot of conversations of what ifs, and we'll figure out. But we have equipment, it's called our eradicator. It's an air induction filtration system. It introduces oxygen in the water and it removes sulfur and iron. Completely. There's no other regenerants. You don't have to have salt. You don't have to have anything like that. And it will remove that from the water totally. Then we have other equipment like UV light systems and other things that will treat the water. I've had a few customers that have had their well shocked several times, and they still have coliform. And we've had to put in what we call chemical feed systems, where we actually put in a system that will pump a little chlorine into the water as it comes into the house. It goes into a holding tank to kill the bacteria, and then it goes into a carbon filter system to remove the chlorine, and then a softener and a UV light as a backup, and then in the home, and it's perfectly awesome water as far as that goes. So,
cool. Man, So you guys do it all. This is great.
Right.
This is
absolutely
valued service for everybody out there. So, give them a call for that. If you have any other questions today, we're going to have our final segment coming up. We'll still have time to sneak a phone call in there for you, 314-241-9797. I say we take our last break, and we'll get back with everything when we return. Give us a shout. All right, we are back, and we are talking all kinds of interesting water softeners, hard water, sulfur smells, well water. How do you treat? What do you do? What are the systems you need? A lot of different things for that well stuff, for sure. But so a lot to figure out when you're doing that, it sounds like. But we've got Mike on the line, so I'm going to go straight to Mike. Has a water question for us. Mike, what do you have going on? Thanks for calling in.
Yep, we've got a lake house, and I just tuned in, so you might have covered this already, but we've got a lake house. It's the lake area does have a, you know, a public well system, and whenever we go down there, because we're only there every couple of weeks, the water smells very much of sulfur, and I understand that there's a system that you can put in your hot water heater that actually will, like a new element, that would remove that smell.
When you run into sulfur smells, the question that you need to find out first is, when you have that smell, do you have a water softener in this home right now?
We do not.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, because I've had situations where folks have had water softeners, and a matter of fact, I just had this last week, a customer, and we recently put a water softener in their home, and the adeno rod that's in there, certain metals, certain densities of the metal will react with soft water and give off a sulfur smell. And you can identify that by just testing the water. If the cold smells, or if it doesn't smell, it's just the hot side, then that's easy fix. But to answer your question on the sulfur, I'm not aware of what you're saying. I don't deal with water heaters, so I don't know something that you can add to it. The sulfur itself, the smell, does it stink all the time? It's worse when you first get there, and then it gets a little bit better, but it still stinks all the time?
It's a little worse when we first get there.
Yeah, because the water is sat, and it's sat in your water heater, and it's sat in those areas, and then when you first get there, it's going to be worse. We have a system that we can put in that will eliminate that by oxidizing. When sulfur gets oxidized with oxygen, you can chemically remove it or introduce oxygen to it and turn it to a solid, and it's black. If you've got sulfur in the water, if you look at the back of your toilet tanks, you'll probably have some black sediment stuff that's in there from the sulfur setting. But the system introduces oxygen, oxidizes the sulfur, and then filters it out in a tank. And then it backwashes about every 500 gallons and cleans out what it's captured, and then continues to do what it does. There's no regenerant or anything you have to add to it. But I'm not aware of what you talked about with the water heater, but the equipment we do offer does take care of that.
Yeah, and I'm
okay.
I'm not really aware either, Mike, of anything that could be in that water heater other than that rod that Brett was talking about. And I think I know sometimes they've changed that rod,
right?
And then, you know, because everything that builds up on it and everything that could be helping make that sulfur smell kind of goes away with the rod, you put a new one. But you're really just kind of regenerating the same thing that is eventually it's going to happen more and more often, and the rod's going to. But I think the only thing I personally know of is just changing that rod for a new one to get all the gunk and everything out of it. But other than that, I'm not aware of anything that would go in there or add or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah,
other than their system he was just talking about.
Is this, with the sulfur in particular, there used to be a filtration system where they would use green sand and some other things to remove it. But with our system, again, that we introduced, the Eradicator, years ago, and we even have one now with an O3 that produces O3 oxygen, it oxidizes it even quicker and better, and it will completely remove that out of your water, out of your home altogether. So,
all right. That sounds good. I'll give you a call, and we'll explore that.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. Thanks for calling, Mike. Really appreciate it. And so the last time you were on, I'm going to hit you with this. I forgot to talk to you about this earlier. You kind of gave like a discount for people if they were listening to the show,
right,
and called in that following week and everything. Did you want to extend that to any of these guests here that are calling in?
Yeah, if they want to call, and they can even call now at 314-832-5500. You can leave a voice message. Just tell the voice messenger, leave it that you've heard us on the radio, heard me on the radio today, and I'll give you a call back. We can make an appointment, and we were offering the $100 off a piece of equipment. If you end up buying something, we'll take that discount off. So, yeah, give us a call.
So, hey, great deal. That's really awesome, and I appreciate you extending that again to all the listeners. And so for Mike and them out there, give them a shout. Say you heard them on Right at Home with Rich here, that we were going over that, and, get an extra discount on there. What a great deal. So I think I'm going to get into this, my hack here. We've been had a few phone calls, and really I got a simple thing that, I just threw together kind of a list of, easy fixes for some common, household issues that happen around the house. So, like most homeowners, I'm sure you've got a list of these things that kind of happen. So they might seem harder to fix than maybe they really are sometimes, unless you are a handyman or you have a handyman living with you that can take care of a lot of these things. It can be hard to know how to do this or get some of these things done. And really, some of them can be very simple and can be done just DIY there all by yourself once you know what you're doing, and can be done in just a few short minutes too. So just a few common things on the list are like sticking vinyl windows. So vinyl windows are great. They're affordable. They last a long time. They will keep the cold out just as good as, better expensive windows if you get into a good grade. But one of the downsides is they get dirty, they get the grime in it, and they start to stick, and they get kind of hard to operate. So to get all that out of there, the easiest, best thing to do is to use some, what they call this 3M silicone spray, and kind of clean it up, spray that in there, and wipe that down, and just wipe it all clean in there. And that silicone spray will make that window operate so nice, vinyl to vinyl. It is definitely the easiest and the best thing to use to clean those edges of those windows and really make that operate really well. Another tough one that I've seen with a few people, that if your shower head starts wobbling and it's kind of like the pipe in the wall is coming loose, and it kind of just shakes when you turn the water on and off and stuff. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, how can I stop that? Because I got to literally get inside the wall, to take care of that. Well, one trick you can actually do is take that ring at the back of the wall around that pipe, pull it away from the wall. There should be a little bit of a gap around the drywall or the plaster there, and just take some great stuff foam and put the end in there, the little hose, and shoot a bunch of great stuff foam in and around there, inside there. And when that dries and hardens, don't touch it for a while, but let that go about 24 hours. And that will kind of lock that pipe into place and literally harden and hold that, so you don't have to get inside that wall. Be careful of all of that coming back out of that hole. Yeah, because that stuff's sticky, nasty, and definitely hard to clean up. But it's definitely an easy way, to take care of that. So another very common one we get all the time is hardwood floors, squeaking hardwood floors. You can basically just take a little corn starch and broom it around through there and just let it get in all the cracks and crevices. And when the wood's, rubbing on wood, that'll create a little lube, kind of like a dry lubricant, to get some of those, squeaks to kind of settle down for you and not be so loud. Ugly ceiling stains, water stains. If you're not ready to just paint everything yet, you can literally do bleach water. Clean that up as much as you can. Let it soak on there, and it can just kind of fade that stain down just a little bit for you. And reduced water flow, getting into the hard water, all those chemicals. You can just take that actuator right off the aerator, right off the end of that faucet, and soak that in some cleaner, let that, get some lime away, something like that, clean that off, put that back on, and it'll rejuvenate that. But talking about that hard water
and get a water softener,
getting rid of all that, you can stop having those problems when you get your water softener with AquaSystem. So one last time, real quick here, how can everybody get a hold of you guys?
They can give us a call at 314-832-5500 or also go to our website, aquasystems.com or ilovemywater.com, either way, and they'll be able to reach us.
I got to tell you, ilovemywater.com is like brilliant to me because it is this is of all the people that I work with and that I'll do live reads for and sponsor the show and stuff, that is by far the easiest one to remember.
Yeah, it's simple.
to get that out there. ilovemywater.com. Check them out. If you have anything else, feel free to give us a call at Mosby Building Arts, any remodeling, anything. 314-909-1800. Get your systems from AquaSystem. And hey, Brett, I appreciate you coming on again. Great questions, calls in. We had a great time. Everybody else, stay tuned for Priscilla's All Around the Yard, and I will talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.